Welcome to the Mothers Who Know podcast. Thank you for being here. This is a place where we as women remember the spirit God gave us. We know how much we matter, and we believe all things are possible to them that believe on this Savior Jesus Christ. Here at Mothers Who Know, we support the parents of young men in the Sons of Helaman and young women in the Daughters of Light programs at Life Changing Services. These programs provide therapeutic and mentoring services for youth struggling with depression, anxiety, self-harm, pornography, and any other unwanted or difficult behaviors. We offer parent support, training, and resources for mothers and fathers seeking the best way to support their loved one. Any mother is welcome to join in the Mothers Who Know classes, support, and training. You do not need to have a child in Life Changing Services to join in. We hope you'll join us. I am Karen Broadhead. I serve as the director of Mothers Who Know, and I serve as the parent support specialist at Life Changing Services. I invite you to join with me and other mothers from across the country in our Warrior Mothers Who Know online support and training group. If you have a child struggling with pornography, depression, anxiety, or other difficult behaviors, you will find a safe and uplifting place to learn from other moms and learn principles and strategies to best support your loved one. Please go to motherswhoknow.org to find the online meeting details. We talk about difficult things here with the intent to shine light in dark corners and to eliminate isolation and shame. We are mothers with warrior hearts who are raising the warriors of this generation. We know we must learn to fight well for ourselves first. Then we can confidently support and cheer on our loved ones in the best ways.
Hello, welcome everyone. We're at the Stay by the Tree Messages of Hope. This is a three-part series, and we are here at our final webinar presentation of this series. And we're so excited to have Karen Broadhead here to share a message with us. We get to hear a little bits and pieces from her, but it's an extra treat to have her come and just share a message and share some really important information with us as well. So thank you for taking time to be here. It just fills our hearts to see your names and faces pop up in our Zoom room. And we know several of you will be listening later. And so just welcome to everyone to the Mothers Who Know Stay by the Tree Messages of Hope live webinar series. We do these usually quarterly throughout the year. And wow, they are just powerful opportunities for us. And today's message of hope is titled Empowering Women of the Latter Days. So Karen Broadhead is a program director for Mothers Who Know, and she'll be highlighting Mothers Who Know and also Mom Power Training and whatever else she feels to go to. And we just wanted to share a little bit about Karen. You might have seen her and heard her, but it's so fun to hear a little bit about her. I really enjoyed some of these things I didn't even know, and I've been around Karen for years. So Karen is an inspiration-led, faith-based coach. She's dedicated to helping struggling mothers unite with the Savior in the midst of challenges. This part of her journey began when she discovered her son was caught in the trap of pornography, which left her feeling a whirlwind of emotions. Determined to make a difference, she felt compelled to establish Mothers Who Know well over a decade ago, a program specifically designed to support parents facing similar struggles. She wanted to ensure that no mother or grandmother would ever feel alone, unheard, or paralyzed by fear and worry as she once did. With a background in recreation therapy and a passion for helping others, Karen has gratefully served mothers experiencing trauma from their children's choices. She shares principles and tools to bring hope and healing to parents in pain. Karen believes that every mother has the power to take purposeful steps towards light and hope in the challenges and circumstances and to find strength in the Savior. Her 11 grandchildren are awesome. Her talent at gooey treats is amazing. And the amount of hairspray she uses to maintain her big 80s hair after all these years is awe-inspiring. Karen loves hand-dipped corn dogs with mustard. Going to bed is like a hug at the end of the day. And she likes potatoes a lot. We are so grateful for Karen for so many reasons, especially for providing a safe place for mothers to talk about hard stuff. This is a picture of Karen's family. The Broadheads are the parents of a blended family with 5 children and 11 grandchildren. Karen loves holding hands with her husband and watching her kids and grandkids do anything. Karen, I think we're going to hand it over to you and just appreciate and just send our love to you. Thank you for the way that you have encouraged so many of us, me included, just as we're navigating life, real life, and out loud or softly. You've walked with and encouraged hundreds and hundreds, probably thousands of women. So thanks for being you, Karen. And we're going to hand it over to you. But just to let everyone know, Karen will be sharing some things until about 10 Mountain Time. And at that time, we'll transition into an opportunity for us to just have a Q&A, to ask some questions, to share some highlights, and we'll let Karen facilitate that part of our webinar today, and we'll be wrapping up about 20 after with some other information that we want to share with you as well, and we'll let Karen send us off with her last thoughts before we go. So Karen, are we good to hand it over to you?
Thank you. Thank you, BJ, and so many women here that I am stronger with, and all of you fall into that category, and I'm so grateful for the women that help me to do things that I don't know how to do. So I'm just so emotional, and if you're used to me, then you know this is probably what's going to happen today, because Karen gets emotional. But because of that, I think let's just start off with something that's kind of fun. My husband and I have been married for 32 years, and we recently received 2 sweet videos of one of our grandchildren that our son sent us. And this morning I was trying to pull it up in a way that I could find it, and I couldn't figure out how to do it. I was like, where's that way that I always pull it up? And my husband wasn't here, and neither was my smart daughter. And I was like, wow, how am I going to do that? And so it was cool to notice how the Spirit said, here's how you're going to do that. You're going to post that onto the GroupMe chat of Mothers You Know. That's going to work. And so anyway, I wanted to share this. This is our grandson, Griffin. So before I play that, when I watched this video, I just thought, isn't it amazing? Because as BJ was showing the picture of my family and saying words about me, I had the thought, you know what? Every single woman in this meeting and in the world who has a heart of a woman, right, which we all do, needs to have an opportunity like this terrifying opportunity, which is to just say, that's my life. Those are the people I love. Those are things that I like. And every day, for lots of days, for 58 years, I have been trying to figure out how to do that in the best way. And so I just think everybody needs something that highlights, look at you. Look at you. Look how amazing you are. Look how you're coming unto the Savior. Look how hard you're trying. Look how you're doing it in any way you possibly can. And often you're feeling like me, which is, well, I'm not really sure how to do this, but I do know evidence has shown that if I keep pressing forward and keep trying and have this steadfastness about it and remembering the Savior and his power in my life, as well as just fight for that perfect brightness of hope, even though the circumstances in my life are really challenging and they're making me feel like a perfect brightness of hope, right? You're like, perfect is kind of a big stretchy word right there. Like, I can just think toward a brightness of hope. I know that that's only possible through the enabling power of Jesus Christ. And as I watched this next video, it made me, I just know the Spirit said, because I kept waiting for the Spirit to help me to just feel settled about what I was going to do today. And this is one thing that I know the Spirit said to do, and it was to say to all these women, you're doing it. You're doing it, and you're doing it incredibly well. I love the saying that came to me in the Spirit years ago, and it was, broken people can do amazing things in a broken way through the enabling power of Jesus Christ, that it's possible to do what's ever required of us. So I want to thank you for your time being here today. And I just want you, and I hope the Spirit will bear witness to you today in our meeting, that you matter so much. And I think that he has a reel of you that plays over and over in heaven, where everybody just goes by, like, you know, when those things, I've never been to New York City, but you look up and they're all like playing these amazing things about people on this beautiful, big, huge street that everybody goes on. I don't even know what it's called, but it's the one. But I think that that is how Heavenly Father and his Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost, that is how the Godhead looks at us every day when we wake up thinking, here we go, I'm going to do it again. I think that's how they look at us. And they're saying, come on, you can do it. We are so celebrating. We are just cheering for your covenant heart and that you are willing to get in the trenches and get sweaty and do it with Jesus. We know that's what you're trying to do, and we love it. And so this is what this video made me think of. When I saw it, I thought, that's so cool. So sharing the screen again. Okay, here we go. So this is my son, Parker. He's 34. And yeah, here we go. And this is his son, Griffin. So it's just so many symbolic things to me as I considered presenting on Mothers Who Know in our program today in this video. One was, I know that that's what I look like to Heavenly Father, and that he is just smiling. I know that's what you look like. I know that's what we look like to him, that he's just smiling and he's standing still with so much hope and belief in, you're doing it. You're doing it. And he's not going to come and get us, right? He's going to stay wherever it is that he is, that's in the best way, the details of our lives at that time. And he's going to just wait till we're reaching out, till we get to him, right? Till we always, always just using the circumstances in our life underneath the umbrella of Heavenly Father's plan, right? To help us to recognize that we are We're pressing forward in whatever way that looks like. And we're trying to do it in a way that brings us to our Savior and champion, Jesus Christ, our brother who loves us so much and championed Heavenly Father's plan for our happiness. And we're going to watch this one more time because I hope with this visual, you'll just notice that this, if this weren't my son and this weren't my grandchild, but it were you and the Godhead that just has this perfect, fabulous plan for you in your life. And what if the very thing that you're going through is what's getting you forward? All right, so I might run this meeting because it doesn't even feel natural to me to be in this meeting and to be presenting like a presenter. Like right now, the thing I want to do more than anything else is to say, who has something on their mind? Who has something in their heart that they'd like to share after hearing that, noticing that? And so because I'm trying to highlight the program of Mothers You Know, I just wondered if you ladies, could you just put in the chat what came to your heart and your mind? I'm just going to just give you 30 seconds to just put in the chat. What did I notice, or what am I feeling, or what am I thinking? Just after considering that pressing forward. Thank you so much, ladies. Just really appreciate you considering that. So another thing the Spirit told me to do, and I think it's because it's so important for us to recognize whenever it is that the circumstances in our lives feel bigger than what we know and heavier than what we've ever carried, because we've never met ourselves with that kind of a load before, it's so easy for us to navigate this space that looks really, really messy and feels absolutely unmanageable. And so I just want to take you back so you can just have a feeling of, you know, what kind of women come here, you know, and what kind of children are they bringing? They're bringing the most noble, beautiful, righteous, amazing, powerful children, right? We all have children like that, but our children are going to get deep wounds. None of them can escape that because we're in this war zone, right? And in a war zone, if you were to even consider that we don't battle, that would be weird, right? It'd be so weird to be even think, yes, we are in a war zone. We are at war. There is great opposition against us, and it's pretty relentless and big in our day. But we don't battle because we don't get wounded. We know how to avoid those things, right? That would be really silly to even think that that's what we're going to be doing. When we have an awareness through the gospel of Jesus Christ and the words of living prophets in our day that this is a war zone and there is danger here, but there's always this beautiful truth of how to find safety in the middle of a big storm. But we navigate this super messy place that is so painful, it feels like it's gutting us initially to watch somebody that we love and start experiencing ourselves as we watch them. It just feels like we're being gutted. That's what I think. And I think there's something spiritual to that, that it's like, you know, pulling out those things that maybe are things you've believed or thought about battle and the war zone and how to avoid all that. And noticing that everyone has to battle. Everyone in their battles is finding and having their own personal journey to Jesus Christ. That's Heavenly Father's plan. It's very personal. And so this is something I just felt to play for you ladies, because I want you to know that the kind of women that hang out here in Mothers Who Know are women who are empty nesters, women who have lots of little children, women who are somewhere in between all that, and women who are absolute grandmas, right? That's what we do. We only focus on being a grandma. That's what we've been doing for years. And there's such power in the community that we have here, and the platforms and the meetings that we share in, and the hope and the truths that we are able to share as mothers who know. And so as I've been considering, well, what should I say about the Mothers Who Know program? You know, because there's a lot, like so much I could say. That's the glorious thing, is there's too much to say that's wonderful about it. And so one thing that I've never done, I mean, I know I've maybe done it a little teeny bit, maybe once, long time ago, right? I've just thought, what does what does she know, right? And you'd think that a program that's titled Mothers Who Know would have just laid out, here's what a mother should know, right? Here's what she should know. This is what a mother who knows, right? That you could come here and you'd be like, this is what she knows. And that's what I'm trying to know. You've laid it out and put it all in the bullet points for me. And thank you so much. I am so good now. Like, you know, but it just hit me on Thursday of last week. I'm in our Team Mom Power meeting, which is one of our smaller groups of women that focuses on personal growth and enlistment. Enlistment in really navigating. I would love to have a supportive, encouraging, and safe, loving team to do this with. And so I'm in this meeting and I have 10 minutes to do something. And I think, here's what I was going to do, but I could tell, I don't know if I'm supposed to do that. So I sat there just quiet thinking, what am I supposed to do right now? And I said, I just wonder if we could take the next 10 minutes and if I could just ask you ladies a question. And the question that came to my mind, because I said, it is so important to me that Mothers Who Know is a representation of all mothers, and that all mothers are Mothers Who Know. It should never feel like or be Karen, the mother who knows, and here's all the answers of how we do that. That's not what this should be. This should be this incredible place where women come with a purpose to grow themselves, to help and support each other, and have this incredible voice toward, wow, who would have thought that messy was the place I wanted to be and accept and love? That's kind of crazy, right? But now I know how to navigate that place of pressing forward, but it still is painful. I'm still working at it. And I think I'll be working on it till I'm safely dead. But this was the miracle on Thursday, is I said, could you just answer this question for me? Let's just take 10 minutes and maybe just whatever comes to your mind. And I'm going to play this for you. It was so great. So if you're wondering, well, what is Mothers Who Know? What do they do there? What does a mother who know, what does she know? So a mother who knows, knows what. So I'd never ever ask this question. Like, just tell me what you think the answer to that is. And this is what came. So I'm going to share the screen.
Make sure to optimize the sound.
Oh, totally. I wasn't doing that. Thank you, BJ. Okay, here we go. Oh, before I play this, I remember I was supposed to ask you a question. I just wondered, can we take another 30 seconds? And this time I promise I'm going to time it, but I'll probably do 1 minute. How would you answer that question? If I thought of myself as a mother who knows, what would I know? What does a mother who knows? What does a mother who knows? It's super hard for me to say those things together. What does she know? What would you answer? So put that in the chat. Thank you, ladies. Oh, it's so beautiful what you entered in the chat. I'm just reading what your comments from the video. I had never considered that God would be proud of me enough to show me off to his friends. That's pretty cool. Thanks for that thought. So beautiful. Thank you so much. Okay. So what does a mother who knows? Thank you. Thanks, ladies. I just love what you are sharing. Yeah. Okay. So I'm just reading this comment here, and she just says, hey, I don't even have a context. I don't even know what this meeting's about. I'm just here listening, right? I want you to notice how this is part of who we are at our core. But I would say that a mother who knows has an intimate knowledge. And I can't read that word. There's something over that word. Knowledge and truth in the atonement's power, Christ's ability and willingness to save us and our loved ones, no matter the circumstances. Okay, so here's the video. Here we go. I wanted to share this with you. I asked my son if he would put this together and so I could show it to you. So as you consider mothers who know, and what is this program, and what are women coming to know that mothers know at a really deep, powerful level? This is what the answers were from a handful of women here. Okay, here we go. What do mothers who know?
Mother who knows not only that Jesus is Christ, but Jesus is her Christ. That not just when troubles come, but in all areas of her life, Jesus is her prophet, priest, and king, and redeemer, which is what the meaning of Messiah is. A mother who knows that Jesus is there for her, and that she can partake of his goodness, not just to repent, but have him be with her and by her side throughout the day, just like President Nelson's been trying to teach us ever since he became prophet, and before he became prophet, ever since 1984 when he became an apostle.
I think a mother who knows Jesus, knows her, her personal Jesus, essentially, because she's come to know who the enemy really is. Because I just shared this in my Sunday school class on Sunday, just that just like how Lehi talked about, we can't know the sweet without the bitter. Like I did not have I didn't have the testimony of Jesus that I have now until after I was able to better identify and recognize who Satan is, so that I could see the exact opposite of him. And just like we talk about, when we're able to see each other more clearly, it also, when we see our struggles, it helps us to again, go back to the very first lesson we talked about in Mom Power, noticing who the enemy is and who the Savior is and who we are. So that's what I feel like, what in essence is a mother who knows. She knows Jesus because she has come to know who the enemy is.
I have a couple things. A mother who knows how to rely wholly upon the merits of the Savior, like just completely turn it over to him. And she knows she has issues herself personally that she needs to work on in order that she in turn can have influence on those that she loves. And then she knows what circumstances she has control over and can change, and what ones she doesn't. Many times when it's something she can't change, she can change her attitude and her reaction to that circumstance.
Mother who knows that it's going to be okay. No matter how hard it is, it's going to be okay because of Jesus.
I think a mother who knows what Jesus feels like. She knows what he sounds like. She knows that it starts with her finding him and walking with him, feeling his power and love in her life. And that's how she can testify with power. And that's how she can love with power. That's how she can live just with him and through him. She knows that she fought in heaven to come here, earth to be messy, to struggle. She fought for this. And so she can't stop fighting now. We're in the long run. And we gotta keep going. And with Jesus, it's all like everyone was saying, it's gonna be okay. And the messes don't end one after the other. They're just gonna keep coming in different ways, different forms. But as we keep fighting to find him and feel him, walk with him, and that brings his power and his peace. And mothers who know that they matter to him, and what they're experiencing matters to him. Mm-hmm. And brings his love and peace. Strength.
They know there's one Savior, they know there's one enemy. And I also think of Julie Beck's talk, Mothers Who Know. It's one of my favorites. Jesus is at the core, which I love that you always remind us.
A mother who knows how to receive revelation, how to yoke with Jesus.
A mother who knows that you can't fight all alone.
A mother who knows that just because she knows these things doesn't mean she immediately implements all of them perfectly and is a happy little mother with perfect little children. A mother who knows that repentance is there so that she can be a mother who knows. And she's going to make mistakes. And it's a mother who knows it's messy, and that's part of the plan.
Mothers who know how to lean into Christ and stay by the tree, but lean into Christ and know that he will provide a way.
Mothers who know might come with a sad heart and feeling very hopeless, but mothers who know that there is hope in Jesus Christ. There is strength in gathering, connecting together, and learning that they're not alone, and being able to reframe their situation.
Mothers who know have this increased confidence in the Savior right in the middle of really challenging things, and somehow some peace can cover the top of that when you include the Savior. That's what I would say. Mothers who know.
Okay. So that was amazing to me, because I just thought, you know, there's only one way to victory or to success. And initially, I didn't really understand that. I kind of thought that in my church lady brain and in my church lady heart, that knew how to talk like a church lady and act like a church lady. And I just knew all the answers of church ladies, right? Just knew I'm a church lady. I understand all that. But when the battle got real and I was meeting myself in a different place, what I came to recognize was that I really, really believed it is my role to, like, with the love that I feel for this child, to not think of myself at all and put all of everything I have into the healing and the supporting and the making sure that this child is safe and that they don't get wounded again. And I didn't recognize that I was literally saying something like, wait a minute, Lord, I know that this is a war zone, but we're so awesome, we don't go to battle over here, right? Those kinds of things, that the world that we're in, the battle zone, doesn't affect us. It's not happening over here, because I know the church lady things. I know if I do this and I do that, and I've been promised things by really important people, even in the scriptures, that if I am a good church lady, this is how things are going to work out. But what I didn't recognize was that I had kind of a skewed understanding of what Heavenly Father's plan was for me and my family. It wasn't correct. And that, so I'm so thankful for how the Lord requires us to come to learn personally these things, you know, what a disciple of Jesus Christ knows, what a mother who knows, knows. And it has nothing to do with being a church lady and doing church lady things, because what I realized after I was really sweaty and completely exhausted is it doesn't matter how many church lady things I do. That is doesn't correlate to the results that I get in my life, right? But what does matter is that Heavenly Father has a really glorious plan, and it's for all of his children. But what's amazing is that it's as detailed as he has a plan for me, for that child, for that husband. He has a plan that's very important and really detailed for all of us. And we, with our earthbound view here, look at it and say, what in the heck? Right? This is not the way we're supposed to be seeing things. This is supposed to be different. And if I were better, this would be better. So I want to share with you, and I have 10 minutes to do it. So here we go. I want to share with you some of the things that we do here at Mothers Who Know. So off of that video that I just showed, and that recognition that I had, and the way that I recognized it was I started writing letters to God, and I started understanding a little bit what my son, who was in the Sons of Helaman program, was learning. And it's important that you know that just in my family alone, we have addictions, we have mental illness, we have wonderful, powerful people who know the gospel of Jesus Christ, but don't feel like that's a fit for them. Yeah, we have people that are just completely struggling in some difficult things. We have somebody living in a sober living house, and it's amazing to me how I can be experiencing all the things, right? And the transitions that are required in our lives, I can be experiencing those things. And because of Jesus Christ and me understanding how to protect myself in battle from the enemy of my soul, I can do this different. So I know there are women that come here that have lots of things going on with themselves and with their children. In anything that you can imagine that's going on with children in our day, those are the kind of women that hang out here in Mothers You Know. So here we go. I'm going to share a screen with you again. Okay. So this picture is powerful. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. As I stay by the tree, as I stay by the Savior, as I remember the Savior, as I cling, right? Even crawling across the floor, just trying to reach, right? The hem of a garment, right? I am empowered to see my mess with heavenly perspective. I own my field. I know how to own my own battlefield, my own personal battlefield. We talk a lot about what is your field and how do you own your field. And so in Mothers Who Know, our motto is, and literally it's a battle cry in this amazing experience we're having here in mortality. Our battle cry is stay by the tree. And that's what we fight for personally, and it's how we help each other. Every week in all of our meetings that we have several meetings a week and serve, in person over 100 women every week or close to that every week, live. And then other women are just registered and getting recordings or going to look at the recordings of those meetings from that week. And these are the meetings that we often have. So Mothers Who Know is the organization or the program. And in Mothers You Know, we have three powerful things that we offer. The first thing that we started to offer years ago when Mothers Who Know went live was something called Mothers Who Know. It was a meeting called Mothers Who Know that since has turned in and has been become, the title has become Warrior Mothers Who Know, because it's a space for support in battle. I understand, I'm a mother who understands what the wounds look like. We are experiencing them. I'm experiencing them. And I'm understanding, how do I support someone who is in their battle and trying to figure out how to not lose battles, but how to be strengthened in battle and get the training they need for hope and healing while they may be participating in the programs here at Life Changing Services, Sons of Helaman, for addiction recovery with issues that have to do with sexual self-mastery. And then last week you heard from Anelity, the Daughters of Light and Warrior Women of Light programs, while we're watching our child who's under 18, or a child who's a young single adult, not married yet, or even a married child that we're aware they're struggling, and we love them and we want them to find success and healing and peace, and we want them to turn to the Savior. But that meeting is for support and access to professionals to ask questions, as well as access to a spirit-led place where we as mothers tutor each other and have really amazing spirit-led discussions together about what's going on in our home in courageous, vulnerable ways, and meet each other where we're at, because we all are Mothers Who Know. And we can hold this really beautiful space of grace for each other and hope for each other and just nurture each other along. So that's Warrior Mothers Who Know, and that happens every week. It's free. It happens every week at 11 a.m. on Tuesday. Warrior Mothers Who Know, that's been our longest running pro resource here at Mothers Who Know. And then our next thing that I want to tell you about is our Mom Power Training. So Mothers Who Know offers a training educational element where you're just, it's just an illumination of, let's really look at the plan of salvation. Let's really try to understand what we're doing here and how to reframe things so that we know where our power lies personally, and we know how to be of a greater influence to the people we love and support God's work in as we influence, because we know we have an enemy and that it's his desire that we are helping him with his work. And he can often trick us if we're just thinking in a church lady way and not in a grounded, these are eternal truths and this is what the plan of salvation really is. It gets messy. So I want to know how to discern in this war zone where I'm watching wounds, deep wounds happen to my children that are also happening to me, because now that they have a story, so do I. And so I'm going to be aware of these principles. And so this training, this Mom Power Training, is free, and that's important. And the last thing that we offer here at Mothers Who Know is something called Team Mom Power. And in Team Mom Power, it is this amazing place where women start connecting at a level that is extremely healing. I can't tell you how many women I've heard say this. This is so much cheaper than therapy. I just really needed this. Like, this is amazing to just be with women who are fighting to remember why they fight and why they don't give up. And we're expressing that to each other. We're expressing to each other how we're finding the Savior in our lives, in the mess, and how he's in the details of it and what he's doing and how we're noticing that. And we're sharing with each other, how are we owning our field? How have we learned? What are the tools we're using that we've learned through this Mom Power Training and by counseling together in this small meeting? How do we know how to emotionally regulate these incredibly strong feelings that we have as we watch someone practice being better at winning their battles? And now that I know that that takes a long time, and I'm already tired and we just started, right? It's amazing to just consider that space and doing that. And then every week we are able to mentor one another through a mastermind process where we get to ask a question, and one woman asks a question and shares a personal declaration of truth, something about her truth that she knows and she's learning about herself with everyone. And then she has a question of something that is meaningful to her, significant in on her battlefield, that she wants to ask people about so that they can share what the Spirit leads them to share, and becomes this place of personal revelation. So these are the three things that we offer at Mothers Who Know, and I'm just so grateful for them. And so just tell me if my screen changes. I don't think it's going to change. No. And then let's just read this. So this is a quote by President Henry B. Eyring. And he says, "There is an enemy of your soul who does not want you and those you love to find peace. He cannot enjoy it. He works to prevent you from ever wanting to find the peace the Savior and our Heavenly Father desire you to have. Satan's efforts to So hatred and contention is all around us. So this is one of the first things we learn if you were to come and say, I'm going to participate in that mom power training. One of the first things we have to learn as we're trying to reframe and put in a different context what's happening to us and to our family as we battle. We have to understand and get to know our Savior, who the enemy is, and ourselves. So this is, I'm just going to share three slides with you here. Oh, so there's three things that a mother, that we learn, and it is that there's only one Savior, there's only one enemy, and there's only one you. So there's only one Savior. We know that our power comes from Jesus Christ. We are fighting to believe him, to trust him, and build this personal relation with him. And we start to understand that, oh, there's only one Savior, and it's not me. I get to be the mom. I get to stand with and for the Savior in this battle. I'm an emissary for Jesus Christ. I don't support Satan's work. I know how to value a relationship, how to empathize with encouragement. I know how to see what's going on here so that I can support God's work, because it's his work and his glory to bring to pass the success of my child and me. And it's so cool that moms are on the front lines of supporting in battle, because that is our work that we do, feels so strongly like we glory in the success of, the safety of, and the, yeah, that success of our family, we glory in that. Like, that is part of our identity, to nurture that space and even have special gifts for how we can do that with being a daughter of heavenly parents. It's just amazing the gifts we have and how they align with supporting God's work and glory to bring to pass the success of his children. Not just that we are creating with him and having children, but that we are connected to him in our divine spirit. And we know when we can see, oh, I did not understand that when I did it like that, I was supporting the enemy's work. And I did not understand that he had so much influence here with me, and that I was like a secret weapon here, and he knew it. So I'm a big target in battle. So I stand with my Savior. I know there's only one, and it's never me. But boy, can I ever support his work. And so I fight to own my field and have an awareness and discernment here so that I can do that. The other one that we learn about is there's only one enemy. And it's as if we come to say, I know thee now. Thou art Lucifer. I know who you are. And I know that not every voice in my head is a trusted voice. I'm learning about the science of my brain, and that there's this vulnerable biochemical space that you manipulate and distort and influence my thoughts in the circumstances of my life. And all this time, I didn't realize that that was so affected, that I was kind of there was some biological, biochemical warfare being waged upon me, and that the adversary has the ability to do that. And so to be aligned with the kind of feelings I want to have so I can act the way I want to act, I know I only have one enemy who seeks to destroy the peace that I have. It's not me. I'm not the enemy because I wasn't good enough, so now someone's wounded. It's not me. If I was better, we would just be better. That's not it. I'm not my own worst enemy. That's not it. My child is not my enemy. My husband is not my enemy. There's only one enemy. That's pretty huge. And he's using a strategic process to steal my identity and my truth so that I don't support Christ's work, that I can't stay by the tree and feel the love of God in this storm, so I can't get a perspective correctly on this storm because I'm spinning crazy and I cannot settle to feel his love and have his help. So I get, I'm just supporting you. Oh, good. You go before my face. You be on my right and left side, right? I want your spirit in my heart. And I can feel your angels round about me, bearing me up, now that I can discern between what's truth and what just feels like church lady truth. There's only one you. Our divine purpose is something that Christ warns us in John 10:10 that Satan wants to steal like a thief. He says, the thief comes only to steal and to kill and to destroy. He comes to steal our identity so he can kill our confidence and destroy our purpose. And then the Savior says, but I come to give you life and to give it more abundantly. And so the way that we connect in to that abundant life that he has to offer and find joy, even in the middle of hard, is we know, we stay connected to, I know how to own my own personal battlefield. I know there's only one me. And that's what I have power to do. I have power to grow me. I have power to learn. I have power to understand Heavenly Father's plan better and who the Savior is for me. I have the power to be the atmosphere angel that darkness fears, the woman who stands here to influence the very tide of battle, just influence it. That's it. That's my stewardship, to love in the battle and influence through love. So that's where I will stop today. Just so grateful for the things that we learned together. I'm so thankful for how the Spirit witnesses to us that it's true. And along with that, the Spirit witnesses to us that we have a purpose beyond just mothering our children in our home, because often our influence isn't wanted there sometimes, right? But we're still mothers who know. And our influence, there's a purpose for our influence, and President Nelson has talked so strongly about women and our moral standing, right? And how if that fails, if we fail to use our gifts as women, that all will be lost. It could never be recovered. And so just because it feels like all is lost, nobody wants to listen to me at my house, right? Could it be that in this final day when the battle is so raging, where the enemy is so deceiving and can make us stir that enmity up and make us kind of feel like the people right in my house feel like enemies, like, wow, this is so weird. And now I know that's not true, but I don't know. I just think we're all, I don't know. I think I can influence Mr. Jones's kids when I'm helping them at church, right? I can be a voice, a mother who knows right there. I can love, I can pray for, I can serve, I can do so much. But the last thing I want to believe is that in this pain and in this place where I don't understand, it feels like my influence is kind of small in my house, because a lot of us are experiencing that, especially the older our kids get in this day, to say that, oh no, I know where my power lies. I'm not just going to sit down and say, oh, well, I guess I have no voice because I have no purpose, right? I want an abundant life. And part of that is showing up in our truth as mothers and women who know. And I just leave that in the name of our Savior and champion Jesus Christ and remind you that you're doing it. And He is just cheering for us and with us so intimately. Thank you. Turn it back to you, BJ, or am I just going into it?
Yeah, Karen, thank you so much for just the gift of your words and your cheering and just a reminder that we're doing it. And thank you all for the things that you've put in the chat. There have been so many beautiful things put in the chat. Well, thank you, Karen.
Yeah, so good. Of course, I'm totally open to questions, but what I would think would be so powerful and help us all so much is to do what we do in Mothers Who Know, is to just know that, boy, this is a space where the Spirit can be facilitated in our lives, and we can see ourselves more clearly in our battles, in this mess, and know that there's miracle and a message in this mess. Right, so what are some of your takeaways or some of the things that you've heard in this meeting that you would say out loud and with your beautiful voice, saying it out loud? The Spirit will carry it on this little fluffy wings into somebody else's heart that's here, and they'll be like, I almost got that, but now I got that, because she said it with her voice. So what are some of your thoughts or takeaways in this meeting, ladies? You could just unmute yourself. You can raise your virtual hand, or you can raise your real hand. We'll see it.
There's a raise hand icon at the bottom of your screen, and it would be so fun to hear some of those out loud. Even Karen, is even okay if they share some of the things they put in the chat with. What does a mother who knows know or no knows?
Hard to say that, right? You're like, eh. So good. Thank you. I love it.
I really liked that maybe the very trials and adversities that we are having, we will experience. And if we lean into them, who knows, it might propel us forward, or might be the very thing that will propel us forward. It is part of a plan, and it's wrapped up in the atonement of Jesus Christ. Actually, I think that was in this chat now that I look at it. So it was from that. Thank you. It was really what I needed to hear today. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you so much for starting us off there. Appreciate your courage. Shalise, you're on. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm still going back to that video that you had us watch of your grandbaby. And I was just thinking about, I think somebody talked about how, you're showing off your son is showing him off and sending you the videos. And I was just thinking about that, like how I've always thought of myself as a child of God. But then when I think of myself as like a baby in His eyes, like, and how I feel about my babies, that we're precious to Him, that He absolutely adores us. And it's not because of anything we've done, right? I mean, a baby doesn't do anything. It's just born, and you instantly are just like in love with it and in love with your baby. And that's, I mean, it's kind of cool to think about that that's how Heavenly Father feels about us. He adores us, and we're precious to Him, and we don't have to do anything to earn that love. It's just there. And I don't know, it just made it seem more real to me. And then that's how He feels about our loved ones too. Maybe some people that we feel are our enemies, but that they're adored by Heavenly Father, and He loves them, and He knows them, and He'll give you the promptings and the thoughts and impressions on, maybe you can't solve their problems or save them, but how He wants you to love them and have an influence over them and encourage them and cheerlead them for Him. So I really liked that. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, you ladies. Can you feel that when you hear somebody else's voice saying, here's what the spirit is, what I'm feeling, what I noticed. You can just feel in your own personal circumstance how that affects and strengthens us. Thank you so much. Thank you.
So I'm thinking about a comment that was made or something that you said, Karen, about knowing who the evil one is. And because we know that, we know who our savior is. It wasn't worded exactly like that, but my thoughts snagged on it. And I started thinking about the phrase passing through sorrow to know joy. Mm. And I was sitting with that for just a second thinking, I have felt the presence of evil in my life. I have been in moments and been in spaces where it has been prevalent. And because of that, I recognize the comfort of the Holy Spirit and the strength of my Savior and the love of God more clearly. And I didn't recognize that until you made that comment, Karen. It's something that I knew back here, but I had never put to words until just now. And I am grateful for what I have passed through so that I can recognize heavenly light more clearly in my life.
So beautiful. Now, that makes me think of the anguish that, you know, that we notice in that, just that transition of Eve having this realization, is there no other way, right? Is there no other way? Then I will. Then I'm a yes. Then I'm a yes. Right? So beautiful. Thank you.
Can I add to that, Karen?
Yeah, thanks, Jen.
Yeah, I just love that. And it made me think when you were talking, how much hope is in that when we can start to change our mindset, because then if people we love or we feel like we are in darkness, we can hold on to that on the flip side, that sometimes being in darkness helps us want to choose the light after, right? Like sometimes we have to feel the darkness before we know that we want to choose the light. And so that can flip it into, instead of, oh my gosh, they're in so much darkness, well, maybe that's what they need. Maybe that's, I mean, we know we need to feel that. And so, you know, how said, I could see the light so much better. I could feel the light and the love so much better because I had felt darkness. And so the hope of that is that that's true for all of us and our loved ones who may be in darkness. The hope is not gone, because that might be exactly what they need to want to choose the Savior and the light that he offers. So that was really a neat thing that I felt when she shared. So thank you.
Ah, so good. Thank you. I just wondered, would you mind putting in the chat, I know what it feels like, from our blog, of Parker saying out loud? That was one of the things that, if we had time right now, I would play that, because I had that pulled up as something. But anyway, it's such a good example of a child when he was 19, just saying, I know what it feels like to the opposition of this side, fighting and losing battle. And I know what it feels like to access the winning side and learn how to win battles. It's just so necessary, right? To choose or to be trained in the spirit how to win our battles. We have to say, I have enmity against lost battles, and that feeling of being in flaxen cords or whatever. I have to identify that's something maybe I didn't recognize. And the opposition in this is necessary. And wow, isn't that amazing? That Heavenly Father's plan, that's how he facilitates our return through the Savior, is in that space of getting all sweaty in the trenches. Okay, thank you so much.
I really liked, and I've never thought about this, that you had talked about that I came, well, and I don't know if I'm, like I said, this is my own words, so probably not saying exactly the way you said it, but I came to earth to be a mother who knows. And that really rang a bell with me. That really is who I am. And it kind of makes right now and struggling with the kids and the family a little bit better, a little bit easier. I know this is my work, but more than that, I know I fought to come here and be that mother. And then later on, someone had added, and that's being a disciple of Jesus Christ. And I think that is so powerful. And right now, our youth theme is all about that, right? And then trying to become a disciple of Jesus Christ and, you know, becoming a mother is one of those things. And I've really been just thinking and pondering about how can we expect and want to be in the highest degree of glory if we don't even like our family and our kids and all that. And it's hard, but it's not, it's hard for Heavenly Father too. He loves us so much. I'm sure it's hard for him to watch all the hard things that the whole world has to go through. And so I put something that I've been pondering after that, that no longer in ignorance, but like a child at home, which is one of my favorite songs that the Tabernacle Choir sings, that I am no longer a stranger or a guest, but I've earned through working through the hard. And I love how someone just said, going through the sorrow and the pain and the grief, that one day I will know the sacrifice of my Savior, because I've been through my own struggles with him and I'm willing to do it for eternity. I mean, that's what we're working for, is to be able to hold his hand and be lifted up so that we can do what we need to do. But luckily we have his power. I just am in awe. Even doing Come Follow Me last night, my husband just did this really great thing, just asked us all to read our own scriptures. And I just got my own personal revelation and a strong testimony that, you know, we have so much knowledge having the restoration. And when I hear those truths that we talk about here and I write them down and I'm able to reflect on them, the life seems easier, because that's where I feel him pulling me through. And then hopefully one day I'll be able to become what he wants me to be, the parent he wants me to become. I'll be more like the Savior when I meet him again, and more like the Father. And then I'll be able to be the parent that I want to become, which is starting here, being the mother who knows. Anyway, that's all.
So beautiful. Makes me think of something that I learned from my mother. She read it in an article or something years ago, and she passed and graduated, right? She's graduated. And I'm sure she's a really good graduate, and she's doing cool things over there for us. And lots of other people, being a mother who knows, a woman who knows over there. I just know it. But she shared this story that she was so excited about. Like, she had this realization that wounds were so important. And so she said, well, anyway, here's this story. And it's about this person that, in my opinion, I would say is thinking just like a church lady thinks, right? Well, you check all these boxes and you're just prepared, and now you're on the other side, graduated, and you're ready to enter in at the pearly gates. And as you're walking there, you're noticing all these people with wounds, and you're like, oh, that's sad. So embarrassing, right? I'm just all looking good. I'm so excited because I'm gonna get there and it's gonna be 100. I did good. You know, I don't have a lot of wounds. I'm good. And so gets up to the Lord, and the Lord says, the only thing he asks is, where are your wounds? And they're like, what are you talking about? Right? They're like, well, I have none. And then the Savior asks, was there nothing worth fighting for? So good. Okay, so good to have your voice. Thank you.
I wanted to, if you haven't had a chance to watch one of the videos on Gospel Stream, it's Handel's Messiah, or Handel's Messiah. After Handel wrote the music for the Messiah in 1741, the next Easter, some of the performers got together, and all the proceeds that they earned from that performance, they used to free 150 people from debtor's prison. And so they reenact that. And it was it just meant a lot to me to see each individual person, like their name was on the scroll, and there was a price for each one of them. And so they were in line and each person would get up and say their name. And the clerk would say, 3 shillings or something. And the purchaser would just put that money down and just clear your debt. And it showed one person at the end who was just very tattered, who had, his was the most amount to be paid. And I don't know, it just, we think of Redeemer. I always think of a coupon, and so that doesn't have a very powerful meaning for me. So last night, that to see that visual representation of being redeemed, of having our debts paid, was very powerful for me. And so when I'm in my tilt-a-whirl seat looking over at the Savior, he can remind me that not only did he pay for my debt, but all the people in my family that I'm worried about, he's got them too. And that I can't pay for them. That's not my job. Mine is just, in fact, my patriarchal blessing just says to be with. Mm-hmm. Just be with. We always want the Spirit to be with us. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if it's just that simple sometimes with our family. We don't always have to be doing and busy. We can just be with, hold that baby, sit next to that teenager, even if they pretend they don't like you, just sit next to them.
I love that. Wow, that's so awesome. Thank you. Well, ladies, just in closing, I guess I would share that there's an kind of an acronym that we use that goes along with the word love. And the L stands for learn to grow you. And O stands for overcome isolation. And the V stands for value the relationship. And the E stands for encourage with empathy. And gosh, it's such a process. And I just want to make sure that any woman that's here that is just like, we're at the beginning, like the bomb just exploded here. We're at the beginning. We're just discovering how real the war is, how deep the wounds are, and how intense this battle is. And that is a time when, just for the very nature of our circumstance, it's super difficult to feel or to be settled or to understand, right? What your role is and what you should be feeling or thinking. And so we often just run to what we know. Just run. Whatever we've done in the past, that's what we do now, except even more better and harder, right? Which makes everybody like, yeah. And so, but it just feels like that's what I know how to do. That's what I always do. And so now I'm going to do it even better. And so I just invite you to just have so much grace for you where you're at. Because we all of us, even though we've said, here's our takeaways, and a lot of that sounded just like so Spirit-led and beautiful, like I heard cool things in this meeting, right? The Spirit taught me something here. But that is something that we nurture here and love here at Mothers Who Know, is that initial wounded place that we have all been in, that we don't ever want to forget and lose empathy for. And we know how scary it is to feel isolated and to wonder, where's the help? What should I do? What kind of support is there out there? And what should I, as the mother, be doing? And how do I do that? Because it's so frightening, so painful. So anyway, I just want to express how much it was reiterated to me. And I think it's the reason why I can't end a meeting ever without saying, I love you. And it's because I know the Spirit bears witness to me over and over again that our Heavenly Parents adore us They love you. And our Savior is so in the details of loving us. And I'm just so grateful for that. And just want to say, I love you. And you're doing it, even if you're in that initial, we just exploded over here. BJ?
Thank you. Thank you so much, Karen. Thank you for your kind, generous efforts to prepare and to share with us, and also just to nurture all along the way wherever you can reach. We just appreciate that. And thank you so much, all of you, for who attended and joined us today. It means a lot to have you here with us. So thank you for joining us today. What a beautiful, special time we've had together. Karen, thank you so much. I love the phrase that you always shared about there is a message and a miracle in every mess. That's been, you know, we phrase it a lot of different ways around here, but I hope you've heard that loud and clear. And I hope you'll come join us and find out more how true that is. Karen, do you have anything you'd like to share before we send everyone off?
Oh, just another hoorah for the retreat. If you're on the fence, just kind of get off the fence, because your jeans are going to rip, right? Come to the retreat with us. We'd love to have you there. And it's just amazing to see each other in person. It's pretty powerful. And we have some amazing things planned, and such yummy food and such a beautiful setting. But thanks so much for being here, ladies. Thanks, BJ, for your support, Luann and Debbie, and all of you ladies that are here that are such a light in my life, and I love you. Thank you for being with us today, Warrior Moms. I invite you to make a donation at the top of our website, mothersyouknow.org. Any amount you can afford today will help us keep Mothers Who Know services free for all moms. Thank you so much for your generosity. Moms, remember your divine identity and great worth. Continue in your courageous efforts to support God's great work. Notice the miracles you see every day, the evidence of the Savior's love and mercy. Find the message in your message. Reach out and share the principles you learn in Mothers Who Know with other mothers. You are God's secret weapon for good in this world. Finally, a few pieces of information for you. I recommend a few other podcast channels to listen to, like Dragons Do They Fight podcast. That includes interviews and stories with those that have struggled and overcome something in their life. And the Eternal Warriors podcast, hosted by two YSA-age young men who share their story, teach valuable lessons, and interview special guests. You can follow us on our social media pages on Facebook under mothersyouknow.lcs or search for Mothers Who Know, and on Instagram, username @mothers_who_know. Last, if you would like additional support and training, please go to mompowertraining.com to sign up for the next 8-week Mom Power Training class for all moms. You can also go to the Mothers Who Know website at mothersyouknow.org or our parent company, Life Changing Services, at lifechangingservices.org to learn more about our excellent services to support you and your loved ones. Thank you so much for listening today. Please feel free to email me anytime with questions or to set up a complimentary 30-minute appointment to visit. Please email me at mothersyouknow@lifechangingservices.org. Looking forward to hearing from you, amazing moms. See you next time.